three different sizes of the house.
स्वर गुरु अभिपूज्य स्वर्ग मोक्षैक हेतु पठति यदि मनुष्यः प्राञ्जलिर्नान्यचेताः व्रजति शिवसमीपम् किन्नरैस्तूयमानः तवनमिदमोघम् पुष्पदन्तप्रणीतम्. यदि इफ दैट इज वेर यू बिगिन दिस सेंटेंस. यदि इफ मनुष्यः ह्यूमन बीइंग हाउ प्राञ्जलिः ही स्टैंड्स एंड परफॉर्म्स द नमस्कार सैल्यूटेशन लाइक दिस. He's not standing, sitting also. This is Pranjali, bringing both hands together. Pranjali. Maybe like this also, that Vajya Pradhanam it is. But this is Pranjali. So you sit or stand and do like this. And Nanya Chetaha, by Pathati, the recites. So Idam Amogham Stavanam Pathati. So, manushyaha. How, what kind of manushyaha? Pranjalihi, nanya chetaha. The mind is focused on what he is reciting. Anya chetaha, na anya chetaha. Samasa it is. Nanya chetaha. So, na anya chetaha, without the mind getting distracted on other things, pranjalihi. So folds the hands and the manushyaha the person yadi pathati, if he recites. Recites what? Idam stavanam, this stotram. So this stotram means amogham. This, it never fails. Mogha is failure. Amogham. Unfailing stotra. Means if you recite this stotra, it will not fail to yield the good result to the devotee. That is the amogham. And also pushpadanta pranitam. This is stotra, which is authored by or composed by pushpadanta acharya. So this is stotra, yadi pathati. So what else? Swarga mokshaika hetum stotra. This stotra, which is the hetu, cause for swarga, the single cause, eka hetu, the single cause. Means you don't need to support it with anything else. Very powerful is jartha. For cause for what? Single cause for what? Either heaven or even moksha. Swarga moksha eka hetu pathati. So when pathati, sura guru abhipujya, having worshipped well Shiva. Shiva is the father of devatas, the greatest among devatas, Suranam Guru. So, first you worship Shiva, the father of all the devatas, then with folded hands, the mind is focused, and you recite the stotra. Whosoever recites so what happens? Shiva Samipam Rajati. He will go to the presence of Shiva. Kailasa or whatever, the presence of Shiva, he will go. And like Paraloka Gamanam it is, after death, he will go to Shivaloka. And while he is going, in between, the Kinnaras will be there. Kinnara is another celestial group, Gandharva, Gandharva related group, Kinnara. So they know that this person is going to Shivaloka. This devotee is now going to Shivaloka. So they will be praising, sir, you are very great. You are now going to Shivaloka for prostrations into you. Like that he will be praised. Even as they are praising him, he goes to Shivaloka. That is the understanding. So there Swarga Moksha is going to Shivaloka. Swarga is going to Indraloka. That is the difference. always going to a loka. So that is how the stotra thought. Muni Pujyam, that Dvitiya Vibhakti, then you have to say Muni Pujyam Shiva Samipam Rajati. Like that it has to be coupled. Okay. Did you follow all that? Shall we make the sentence? Yadi Manushyaha Ranjalihi Nanya Chetaha Swargamokshaika Hetum Amogham Pushpadanta Pranitam Idam Stavanam Pathati. That is the sentence, okay? So if he recites this, Kinnarehi Stuyamanaha Shiva Samipam Rajati. So you have to add one more. Pathati, before Pathati you have to say Sura Gurum Abhipujya Pathati. Having worshipped Shiva Pathati. That is how you have to complete it. Okay? Very simple verse. Next verse. Asamaptamidam stotram
Punyam
gandharva bhashitam
Anaupamyam manohari
Sarvamishvara varnanam.
So
idam stotram, this stotra, asamaptam, till the very end, this stotra, what kind of punyam? It is auspicious. Till the very end. What kind of stotra? Gandharva bhashitam. It is composed by Gandharva. Pushpadanta is the Gandharva. And anaupamyam. There is no other stotra that can stand in comparison with this stotra. Anaupamyam. Manohari. It attracts the mind of the devotee right away. Manohari. Sarvam Ishvara Varnanam. This is stotra, all the way, not some of it, all the way, it is the description of the glory of Lord Shiva. Sarvam Ishvara Varnanam. That is the stotra. Asamaptamidam stotram Punyam Gandharva Bhashitam Anaupamyam Manohari Sarvamishvara Varnanam Yesha Vangmayi Puja Srimat Shankara Padayoh Arpita Tena Deveshaha Priyatam Me Sadashivaha Iti das, iti means das, esha puja, this worship. This worship, what kind of worship? Vangmayi puja. This is not the worship with flowers, etc. This is entirely in the form of speech. Vangmayi puja. Whose puja? Srimad Shankara Padayoha puja. It is the puja of the feet of Lord Shiva. Shri Shiva. Srimad Shankara Padayoha puja. This puja arpita. So you put it like this. This Vangmayi puja, Srimad Shankara Padayoha arpita. It is offered in the feet of the shining Lord Shiva. Srimad means shining. So this is the puja that I have performed and I am offering it at the feet of Lord Shiva. Okay? Tena, by that action of offering, by that offer, Sadashivaha Deveshaha. Shiva, who is Sadashivaha, ever auspicious, Sadashivaha. Deveshaha, the Lord of even Devatas. Me Priyatam, me means Mahiyam, unto me, Priyatam, may be pleased. So, generally we worship Ishvara to propitiate Ishvara. So that when Ishvara becomes pleased, we will be blessed. Then the Sankalpa is like that. Sri Parameshwara ప్రీత్యర్థం తెలిసి అందరికి ప్రీయత మే లార్డ్ శివ బి ప్లీజ్డ్ వెరీ వెల్ బై దిస్ ఆఫరింగ్ ఆఫ్ మై స్తోత్రం వెరీ సింపుల్ రైట్ ఇత్యేషావాంగ్మయీ పూజా శ్రీమచ్చంకరపాదయోః. నెక్స్ట్ వర్స్ ఈజ్ క్వైట్ ఆఫెన్ కోటెడ్ సో ఇట్ ఈజ్ కోటెడ్ ఇన్ ది కాంటెక్స్ట్ ఆఫ్ యతో వాచో నివర్తంతే. We praise the glory of Ishvara. It's not that we are able to do that completely. We cannot ever completely praise the glory of Ishvara. Because Ishvara's glory is beyond the reach of the words. And also beyond the reach of mind. If mind can capture something, then the mind is superior to that thing. A super computer is there and the human mind is there. Which is superior? The answer is obvious. So Ishvara also, if he is captured by the mind, then mind becomes superior to Ishvara, which is not acceptable, because mind is the karya and Ishvara is the karana. Karya cannot reach karana, you know, because karya is limited, karana is infinite. తవ తత్వం న జానామి కీదృశోసి మహేశ్వర యాదృశోసి మహాదేవా తాదృశాయ నమో నమః హే మహేశ్వర. దట్ ఈస్ ది అడ్రస్. ఓ ద గ్రేట్ లార్డ్ శివ, తవ తత్వం న జానామి కీదృశః అసి. You are what kind of God, that Satvam, your reality, I do not know. You are what kind of God you are, Kirtusha, what is your glory? How to visualize you, how to describe you, Kirtusha, Asi, what is your true nature? I do not know. Tava Satvam, Aham Najanami. So what to do now? Hey Mahadeva, oh the great Lord, యాదృశ అసి తాదృశాయ నమో నమః. యు ఆర్ వాట్ ఎవర్ గ్లోరీ యూ హ్యావ్, ఐ ఆమ్ ప్రోస్ట్రేటింగ్ అన్ టు యూ ఆఫ్ దట్ గ్లోరీ. యాదృశ అసి వాట్ ఎవర్ ఆఫ్ యు ఆర్ ఆఫ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ గ్లోరీ యు ఆర్ తాదృశ తాదృశాయ నమో నమః. మై ప్రోస్ట్రేషన్ అన్ టు దట్ శివ ఆఫ్ దట్ గ్లోరీ. వెరీ వెల్ సెడ్. యు కెనాట్ డిస్క్రైబ్ ఎనీ మోర్. తవ తత్వం న జానామి కీదృశోసి మహేశ్వర యాదృశోసి మహాదేవ తాదృశాయ నమో నమః. ఏకకాలం ద్వికాలం వా త్రికాలం వా యః పఠేన్నరః త్రికాలం యః పఠేన్నరః సర్వ పాప వినిర్ముక్తః శివలోకే మహీయతే. యః నరః హూసోఎవర్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్ వాట్ పఠేత్ రెసైట్స్ వాట్ దిస్ స్తోత్రం. How many times? Eka kalam. Kala is daily. There are three kalas: pratah kala, madhyanha kala, sayan kala. Three kalas. Ratri kala is not the time for worship and all that. Ratri kala is for sleeping, so not worship. Shivaratri is an exception based on Shiva Purana. Those who do not follow Shiva Purana, they go on sleep Shivaratri day also. Shivaratri is the only exception because of the Shiva Purana. Otherwise, the night is not the time for worshipping God. You have to complete by evening 7 o'clock, all worship is over. And now time for God to sleep. You have to sleep and allow the God to sleep also. Anyway, so three times, morning, afternoon, evening. Suppose you recite Ekakaram, one time you recite. Fine. Vikaram. You may recite it twice, two times. It is not two times. It is two kalas. You sit in morning and do twice. That is not the part he said. Just do it one time in the morning and do it a second time in the evening. Or do it in the second time in the afternoon. Whatever. Dvikalam. Or trikalam. In Yajnana, there are three savana. Savana is a kala. Rata savana, madhyanena savana, sayam savana. Something similar here. So evening time. All the three times you recite. One can do that, you know. Maybe Kailasashu people do it three times a day, I don't know. They do certainly one time. So ekakalam, or dvikalam, or trikalam, whichever is human being, whosoever recites this, what will happen now? Sarva papa vinirmuktaha. He becomes free from all blemish, all sin. Shivaloke mahiyate. And all sin is gone. He directly goes to Kailasa, Shivaloka, and there Mahiyate, he shines brilliantly. He lives there with all glory. That is the Bhavasthiti. Ekakalam dvikalam va.
Ekakalam dvikalam va.
Dvikalam yah pathennadah.
Dvikalam yah pathennadah.
Sarva papa vinirmuktah.
Sarva papa vinirmuktah.
Shivaloke mahiyate.
Shivaloke mahiyate.
Shri pushpadanta mukha pankaja nirgatena.
Shri pushpadanta mukha pankaja nirgatena.
Stotrena kilpishaharena harapriyena. కంఠస్థితేన పఠితేన సమాహితేన సుప్రీణితో భవతి భూతపతి మహేశః. సో భూతపతి మహేశః సుప్రీణితో భవతి మహేశః మహేశ్వర లార్డ్ శివ హూ ఈజ్ ది లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్స్ భూతపతి సమ్ అదర్ మీనింగ్ దే సే డీమన్స్ హూ ఈజ్ ది లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ డీమన్స్ స్పిరిట్స్ భూత ఇస్ స్పిరిట్ సో హీ ఈజ్ ది లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ పిశాచాస్ ఆల్ స్పిరిట్స్ హీ ఈజ్ ది లార్డ్ లైక్ దట్ ద మీనింగ్ దే సే దే గివ్ దట్ మీనింగ్ ఐ సెడ్ వేదాంత మీనింగ్ ద లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ హూ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్స్. Here, what is this translator, what he said?
He says Lord of creation, yes.
So, the Lord of creation. Okay, fine. Bhuta is all living beings. Or all creation also. Very, very well said. So, Bhutapati hi Maheshaha. Suprinito bhavati. He becomes highly pleased. By what? This is stotra. Stotrena. Stotrena. Suprinito bhavati. He becomes highly pleased by this stotra. Now, every other word is an adjective to this stotra. All other words are adjectives to stotra. Okay? Now, what kind of stotra? Sri Pushpadanta Mukha Pankaja Nirgatena. It has come out of the mouth of the lotus-like mouth of lotus-like mouth or face. Mukha is face. So it has come out of the lotus-like face of Shri Pushpadantacharya. Ritishtotra. Ritishtotra. What else? Kilbisha Harena. The stotra which destroys all the sin. Harapriyena. This stotra is very much liked by Lord Shiva himself. Kanthasthitena, patitena, samahitena. This stotra. You have to do all those things. It must be memorized by you. Kanthasthitena, memorized. Kanthasthitena means sitting here, no, memorized. Then patitena, having memorized, you never recite it, that doesn't work. You have to recite it. Samahitena, when the mind is focused, that way you have to recite. Because what happens while memorizing the mind is on the stotra, and then while reciting the mind is not on the stotra. Because mechanically you finish the recitation. You start at the beginning, you end up at the end. When you recite like that, it becomes like that. So there are some people, Vishnu Sahasranama groups are there. Vishnu Vishnu Vashatkaro, they start Rangapani Rakshobhyaha, like that it adds something is there. So Srimad Narayanovatu, like that, everything will come. Automatically it will come. You should not work like that. You have to have your mind focused on what you are reciting, samahitena. That's why you should know the meaning. If you know the meaning, the chance of mind running away is reduced. If you don't know the meaning at all, the mind will certainly run away. If you know the meaning, and if you know how to wonder at the meaning that is coming in it, that wonder, that amazement, wonder, that is called bhakti. If you know that, to the extent you have that wonder, and to the extent you know the meaning, the mind remains focused. Mind should be there. It should be a mind game. It should not be a game without the involvement of mind. So that is very important. Therefore, samahitena. So, if that is the way the stotra is recited, then Shiva will be hugely pleased by this stotra, and therefore, Suprinito Bhavati Bhutapatihi Maheshaha. And when Shiva is pleased with someone, then that someone, he will become one with Shiva. What else you want? So, that I am saying, he did not say Shiva gets pleased. That is the best. So, is it clear now? So we will say one time to us. Shri Pushpadanta Mukha Pankaja Nirgatena.
Shri Pushpadanta Mukha Pankaja Nirgatena.
Sotrena Kilbisha Harena Harapriyena.
Sotrena Kilbisha Harena Harapriyena.
Kanthasthitena Pathitena Samahitena.
Kanthasthitena Pathitena Samahitena.
Suprinito Bhavati Bhutapati Maheshaha.
Suprinito Bhavati Bhutapati
Iti Shri Pushpadanta Virachitam Shiva Mahimna Stotram Samaptam Harihi Om Tatsrutat Shri Krishna Arpanamastu.